This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, the last one in September 24. This is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica, and it is good to get together with you. Hello. As I say, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whenever you are. It is a pleasure to have your company in this final show of September. It just feels, I know we're not near Halloween yet, but it feels witchy. It feels like magic. It feels, well, it's very autumnal here, that's for certain. So I can see there's a couple of people in the Facebook chat room as well. Good morning to Renee and to Laura. Lovely to have your company. I will get in and out of the Facebook chat room as we go along and do my best to do you some readings. I've switched back to my first Angel Tarot deck at the moment. Well, I say first, it's actually the second set that I've had of it, because they do get a bit moth-eaten when you use them all the time, and they start to stick. And I just, all the time, I use my Wisdom Tarot, but it's got to the stage where they were sticking and sticking, and I'd cleaned them and wiped them, and I've done them with silicon spray, and they were still sticking. So I thought, nah, I don't entirely rely on them when they stick like that. So I've just ordered myself another set. So I'm back with my original Angel Tarot, which is the first tarot, apart from the Mythic Tarot deck, that I ever had. It's the ones I learnt from. And it doesn't matter what deck you have. I would just say choose the deck that you are drawn to, because you develop your own language with the cards. I mean, yes, tarot has meanings. Yes, you can do courses. Yes, you get the books. But eventually you build your own language with the tarot. And whether it's tarot with little bits of words for hints on, which I've got, or whether it's you're tuning into the imagery and you get to know the imagery on your cards so well, it's like looking into one of those infinity mirrors, because they just go back and back and back and deeper and deeper and deeper in meaning. So I've got my Angel Tarot and two dragon decks with me, so that's how we're going today. I can see some more people coming in. Good morning, Renee. I can see, and I think I saw Quelly coming into the room as well. I'm just going to take a look. I did see Quelly coming into the room, so good morning to you too. If you want to come and join us in the Facebook chat room, very easy. If you're a Facebook person, you just put in 1-2 Radio. It'll show up as a group, a private group. Go on over. If you're not, you can still do it. Go to the website 1-2radio.com. Look at the menu on the left-hand side. One of the options is to chat. There's also information about the hosts. There's the entire on-demand system, so you can catch shows at your leisure, or if there's somebody says something to you that I really want, could you say that again? I want to take that in. That's what the on-demand system is for. It gives me a chance to catch up with the shows of my colleagues because of the timing. I'm in the UK, they're in the States. If they do shows in the evening, I am hopefully asleep. So that's what that system is for. Anyway, it's lovely to have your company in there. And there was a thought that just went through my brain then. Of course, one of those moments, you know, it goes through like a speeding train and goes out the other side. Can't quite grasp what it was. It'll come back to me. Oh, I know what it was. I know what it was. It was the gratitude board that's on the front page of 1-2 Listen. It really is very powerful, and it's absolutely free, and we ask nothing of you. You don't have to put your name, no taking email addresses, nothing. If there's something you want to empower, go to the front page of 1-2 Listen and put it in there. It can be anonymous if you so wish, and we really do. You've got 50 advisors on there with all that power empowering it. And in fact, I just did, because I've had a situation over here. I'll share it very briefly with you. The government has been giving out grants to have free solar power. And I've been trying to get this done because I can't afford to buy solar. Cancel, clear, delete. I can always afford what I need. But nevertheless, at the moment, I do not have the means for solar. And I've been playing the kind of government, let's tick the right boxes game since 2023, and there's been all sorts of shenanigans and going around the houses, and they've given contracts to companies that then went bust, and the last one was they gave it to another company The council gave it to a company to apply back to the council for planning permission. Just go figure. Bureaucracy. And then discovered they didn't need planning permission in the first place. So that wasted a good few months. Then they've suggested putting solar panels on my... I have a wooden extension on my house, on the roof. I mean, a five-year-old could tell them that it's a wooden extension. You put solar panels on with the kind of wind that we get here and right on the coast, it would literally tear the entire extension apart. So they were going to turn me down on those grounds. So I spoke to this gorgeous young man who came around and looked at it today and went, oh, I see what you mean. No, we can't put panels there, but there are other places that we could put panels. So he surveyed the whole thing. He was great. He walked in. The first thing he said is, oh, you've got dragons on the property. And you don't expect that from a survey engineer. I said, well, yeah, I have. And he said, yeah, I love dragons. He said, I adored dragons even from the age of 7. He said, are you a Reiki master by any chance? I said, yes, I am. So you know you've got the right person on your side. Thank you, dragons and angels. However, he also said, we're desperately trying to get yours through planning and get it done because they're closing the scheme in 2 weeks. You go, I've been at this since 2023 and I'm on the tail end. Anyway, I now have Ganesh and dragons and Archangel Michael and Archangel Metatron and this lovely young man on the case. So I'll let you know if it works. But anyway, I've also put up on the gratitude board, I am so grateful that I now have solar panels on my roof. So I'm going to be empowering it and asking my fellow advisors. So if you have something like that in your life, don't forget you have a free gratitude board. Okay, I'm going to give this Facebook page a refresh and just see where we're at and see who else has joined us in the room. And then I can start doing some cards. If you let me know whether you want tarot or whether you want dragons, I can sort that out for you. I can see Quelly saying, settling in with Hurricane Helene. Oh, my giddy aunt. I hope you are safe. Wrapping your house in angels and affirming that all will be well, which means that we are going to get that over here, because whatever you have in the States, give us a week and we get exactly the same thing. So I've said good morning to Renee and to Quelly and to Tara. Good morning. You would like a message from the angels. Okay, let me get the angel deck. Just reaching out for that. The one that works as opposed to the one that sticks. And so for Tara, please. What card would be helpful? What would be helpful for Tara to know this week? That came out quickly. Okay, two air cards. Now, both of these, sometimes they can be a challenge, these two cards. Well, most of the air cards can, to be honest. It's the swords cards, if you're talking traditional tarot. And I've got an eight of air and a page of air. Now, the page of air tells me that you get information that's actually very useful, but the way that you hear it or the way it is presented is not terribly sympathetic. Or it can be, and I'm laughing about this, having what I've said about solar delays or changes to plans. So it's that kind of thing. It's a tactless remark, perhaps. But equally, have it with the eight of air. And the eight of air is about illusions, mental illusions of being trapped or lack of self-confidence. And sometimes when somebody says something to us that's a challenge, it does make a stop in our tracks, which is a good thing. Sometimes maybe we needed to stop in our tracks and reevaluate. But equally, don't be controlled by what someone else says or thinks, because by all means evaluate it and consider it. And then decide what you want to do with it. But it doesn't control you. You're never trapped. So that was your message today, Tara. Hope you will find it helpful. And I've just seen some more people come in the room. So I'm going to perform the Facebook dance again and click and refresh it. And then I can see the comments. And then I have to turn them all the right way up as opposed to what Facebook thinks is the right way up, and see who else has come in the room. Laura would like a message. Okay, I can do that. And Tara, you said that's perfect. Exactly the right people showing up, indeed. And good morning to Denise as well. You'd like a dragon card. Okay, let's go back up the list. I'm going to go to, who else did I do a reading for? I just did Tara. Laura would like a message. So clear the deck and ask what Laura needs to know today for her highest good. I've been reading with Mer cards all morning, doing, believe it or not, I've been channeling my November starscopes because October is just going to be crazy, crazy, cray, cray busy. So I thought, actually, do you know, you better get ahead. As a sneak peek, by the way, if you want your October starscope in advance, they are up on my website if you go and have a look. angelhandsheal.com. And of course, come the 1st of October, they will be on the front page of One to Listen with scopes from my colleagues. So let's have a look. So for Laura, an angel deck message for Laura, please. Let's have a look. What would be useful, there we go, for Laura to know? Lovely fire card. Ace of Fire. With a real kind of, this is a determined looking man. He's got, I don't know what planet he lives on, but he's got two full moons behind him. Maybe he's from one of the Star Wars planets that has, which had two moons? Tatooine. It's about exciting opportunities when you've got an Ace of Fire, particularly with career. If you're looking to change career or you're thinking about it, this is, you know, things will come to your attention. The timing is right. It's about changes. It's about inspiration. It's about firing up to do new things when you get an Ace of Fire. So I hope that will be helpful to you. Who wanted a dragon card? Denise. Denise Horn wanted a dragon. Let me see. I'll take my new Dragon Oracle Riders deck. I've been watching Dragons all week. I finally got round to, I've given in, I've watched the entire, binge watched in fact, the entire series of Game of Thrones. So quite a few dragons in that. It's very, very violent Game of Thrones. I've had to kind of put a shield around me to watch it, but I love the dragons. It's very sad when the dragon got shot. Don't mean people shooting at dragons. I like my dragons. And they're very, very helpful. They have such a bad rap over the centuries. There we go. One dragon card coming up for Denise. Beautiful dragon with the rider. Now, the rider is Lady Rowena. And the dragon is a black dragon called Spencer. Now, interestingly, this is about divine mercy. You wouldn't expect that from a black dragon, but it is about divine mercy. So let's have a look. The message from Spencer is, patience is not always your greatest virtue. Yeah, I know that one, but you will need it. So think about putting it into practice. You only take one step at a time on the path to your destiny. There are no alternative routes, and those who try to take shortcuts usually involve abandoning love and mercy will be forced to go back. Have patience and be merciful, and even be merciful to yourself. So to me, that also speaks about forgiveness. It's another way of saying forgiveness. Now, the dragon rider that comes with this card is Lady Rowena. She's in a beautiful fuchsia dress. And she's about the quality of mercy, bringing peace and tolerance and freedom and love. She's an ascended master. And since 2023 has been playing a very prominent role in serving and teaching us. She was apparently known mostly for her incarnation in Atlantis, where she was a priestess in the temple of love and freedom. So we could certainly use her help in what's going on in the Middle East, because the quality of mercy is definitely needed over there. So that is your card, Denise. I hope that will be helpful. I'm just going to refresh this page once more, see if anybody else has come in the room and would like a card before I carry on. Bear with me. It'll catch up. I almost didn't get on air today. I have to tell you, I had another one of those techno glitches. I was like, what is going on? All the sound vanished off my computer again for no reason whatsoever. So I shut the whole thing down and rebooted, and Now it has come back. We've had a whole series of power cuts here. It's been quite stormy and the national grid went. Interesting that it took out, because they've made us here, I don't know how you are in the States, but here they've switched us to all these digital telephone lines. So they need electricity. And it used to be, if you had an old fashioned telephone, a plug-in telephone, if your mobile went, your cell phone went, you could use the old-fashioned telephone. But now they've changed all the input wiring. Can't even do that. So at one point we had no heat, no light, no phones. But I'm very blessed here because I'm an old-fashioned kind of girl. So I've got log burners and a gas stove to cook on. But it was an interesting lesson in what happens when the grid goes. So let's have a look. Good morning. Hello. Good morning to Sandy. Haven't seen you for a couple of weeks. You have another medical appointment coming next week. And you're going to discuss your upcoming trip in October with her and bring your latest medical reports. Any angel messages? Let me see. So let me just ask the angels, Raphael, we need, please, how will this discussion go for Sandy? What can we do that would empower Sandy in her discussion? What could we do, Raphael, to empower Sandy in her discussion with her medical specialist? Cards are not running, so maybe I need to ask a different question. Okay, what does Sandy need to know about her meeting with her specialist? That's better. Okay. Just be very open to what they say. This is a two-way conversation. Very much so. You need to be listened to, and equally, don't go with any set ideas about what the specialist is going to say to you. It's be very, very open, two-way conversation. That way, you're going to get the very best out of it, is the message. Right, okay, what else was they going to talk about today? I am about to go away on a trip of my own. So a heads up, next week I have pre-recorded a show for you. It means I won't be able to get in the chat room live, but I wouldn't leave you without a show. So I have pre-recorded a show, which includes my October starscopes. So you'll get them read to you. And if you want to read along, well, they will be on, by then they will be on the front page of One to Listen and on my website. And it's interesting, I was sitting this morning meditating, as you do, and thinking I'm about to go back to Florence in Italy. Now, I haven't been to Florence in, I was trying to work out how old my daughter was and therefore work out how many years it is since I went to Florence, and it's been at least 20, and the city won't have changed because it is a very ancient city, and I will go and see all the usual things you do, the Uffizi Gallery and the Boboli Gardens and the fabulous Duomo Cathedral, which is just outstanding. And one of the things I thought about that will be a difference is I'm going to get a guided tour of this time, because last time I went, I was with my former husband and my daughter. My daughter was only 9 and really not that interested in what was in the cathedral, which is fair enough. At 9, I wouldn't have been either. And my husband loathes religion, so that wasn't going well. I went on my own, just looked around. This time we have a guided tour. I will get much more out of it. But also, you can climb. If you imagine the dome, a kind of like an ice cream cone on top of a cathedral. I mean, it is a very, very well-known dome, the Duomo in Florence. And you come out right on the top, what they call the cupola. And there's this tiny little rail that's actually only about waist height. I'm surprised health and safety hasn't had a conniption fit over that, but it's still like that. And you climb inside the brickwork of the dome, this very thin one person wide narrow stairway. And I do remember kind of gasping my way up it, but you know, I was 20 years younger then, so I thought, I've booked to go up it, and I thought, I'd just check how many steps there are. I thought maybe it's 100 or so. Oh boy, 463 steps. I'm determined I'm going to give it a go. I will give it my best shot. Might take me a while. I have trouble with my 29 steps here at home. Anyway, so there's that coming up as a reflection of the changes that have taken place since I was last there. But actually, it's a much bigger journey than that. And I share it with you in case you have a similar journey, because we forget to stop in life and look at these things. And I suddenly thought, what kind of person was I then? And how different am I now? And the answer is chalk and cheese is a phrase we use in the UK. I don't know if you say something similar in the States. In other words, could not be more different. Because when I went there, although I admired the artistry of the churches, I had no particular belief. I was a skeptic. And since then, I have done a complete volte-face. I've become an angel therapist, a dragon whisperer, a tarot reader. I have been humbled and tumbled and floored by life and resurrected and empowered. I could not be more different to the person who visited Florence before. So it will be very interesting to see it through fresh eyes. Also, I thought how much tech I have learned since then. I mean, this time we have set the entire visit. I'm going with my sister-in-law. We've set the entire visit up ourselves, no travel agents, booked everything, booked tickets to things, checked train times, all of that. Gone are the days when you went to a travel agent and they set the whole thing up for you. Because we didn't have the access to the internet to do it. So much in that way has changed. And the more I thought about it, it's just 20 years. But my goodness, the pace of change in life has accelerated so much. So I thought I'd share that with you in case you're planning a trip or you look back to 20 years ago and think, how have I changed? And where was the catalyst? What happened? Because there was a catalyst in my life that triggered an enormous change, massive change. In fact, there were two. One was a massive car accident and the other was a divorce. Fairly, you know, eye-opening as things go, but just massive catalyst because I wasn't listening. My angels went, right, we've had enough of this. She's not listening. She's not paying attention in life. Let's just get her attention. So if you're listening, my dear guardian angel, I am now paying attention. I do not need any more large life lessons like that. Thank you so much. Anyway, I share that with you so you can have a think about it. It also got me to thinking about the daily practice of gratitude as I was putting on the gratitude board on One to Listen, a practice about thank you so much for my solar panels, which have now arrived on my roof. But also somebody had put up about a daily practice for what have you done each day to either celebrate or nurture yourself. Now that's a good practice to start as well. So I thought perhaps I've got, how long have I got? I've just about got enough time to do this. I'm going to pull us up some music if I can and just have a little think, lead us in a meditation, a very, very short one, just to consider those things. No, that's not what I wanted. That's not what I asked it to play. Me and technology. Did I say I'd learnt technology? Oh, just dear. Nothing is doing as I tell it. Nope, it's still not doing as I tell it. You're about to get a didgeridoo, but you're not getting the one I want. Nope, it's not going to play. So I'm going to do it without the music. I don't know why it won't play the music I need, but who am I to argue with technology? It has been that kind of week. So let us just consider. I'm going to set the scene for a little peaceful meditation of a beautiful, softly lit room with candles and perhaps bird song or gentle music if your technology will play ball. And just sit there in whatever comfortable way you like. Perhaps you're sitting upright in lotus position, perhaps you're lying down. And if you like to keep your eyes open, focus them on the flame of a candle. If you like to keep your eyes closed, then just drift back. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and let the world go. And choose a moment in time. You can go back as far as you like, to a younger age, See, mine was 20 years. It could coincide with a visit somewhere that you know if you went back now, you'd be a very different person. And just consider the change in you, the physical change, the mental change, the spiritual change, the emotional change, the journey that you have taken, and all those things that you have learned, those things that you have picked up on the way that have been useful, those things that you have let go, hopefully with gratitude. If it wasn't with gratitude, you can go back now and revisit that moment and release them with forgiveness and gratitude. And allow yourself to consider yourself right now. This amazing journey you've taken, because make no mistake, if you're on this planet still and you're listening to me and you're alive, you are taking an amazing journey. You are meant to be here in these tumultuous times that we live in. So just take a deep breath and celebrate yourself and ask, what have I done today to celebrate me? What have I done to nurture myself? Have I spoken to myself kindly? Have I bought myself a treat? Have I taken time out to stop the to-do list, even for a short time, and looked upon a tree or a plant or listened to some beautiful music? What have you done today that celebrates you? Maybe you tried smiling at someone and they smiled back. That's always very empowering. Even a complete stranger, just give them your very best smile and let them smile back. That's very empowering. Have you written your gratitude journal? Perhaps you could write something as I come off air. Perhaps you could write something on the gratitude board of one to listen that you're grateful for. What have you done today that's for you? What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? And even on a day that's probably not going the best you would wish, there is always something to be grateful for. It was the amazing astrophysicist Stephen Hawking, in that brilliant mind in a body that just was disintegrating, he said, you can always do something. So I hope as this week progresses, maybe make yourself a gratitude discipline of writing down in the morning what you're grateful for, and then writing down in the evening things you were grateful for that happened. And write down in the evening things that you did, even if it's one thing that you did that nourished you, that was kind to you, that celebrated you. What a wonderful practice. So I hope you'll find that's helpful. I'm looking at the clock and I am starting to run out of time. Don't forget to stay with 1-2 Radio, because there are marvellous shows on the way. I have Jay and Raven next. Then there is Erin and Strands of Wisdom with Kay and Maureen as well. That is the morning lineup on a Thursday here on 1-2 Radio. As I said, I will be back at the same time next week, although not quite the same, because I will be in Italy, but I have pre-recorded you a show with the Starscopes. So I hope you'll have a wonderful time with your gratitude and your empowerment. Enjoy the Starscopes, and I will see you in about 3 weeks' time live. Lots of love. You take care, and bye-bye for now.